Dad said I couldn't have a new mitt until I learned to take care of the one I had. I left it out in the rain and it got soaked.
Remember to take good care of the things your parents and God provides. Hi there, come on in. Uncle Charlie here. Left in the rain, that's the name of my story. Luke 16, starting at verse 10. He who is unfaithful in what is least is unfaithful also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the little things, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Our story, Left in the Rain. Gabriel threw a fastball to Abe at the other end of the yard. Abe returned it, and it hit Gabriel's baseball mitt with a thud. "I sure hope we both make the team," Abe yelled. "Me too," Gabriel called back. When Gabriel's mother called him to come in for dinner, he tossed his mitt on the grass. Abe said goodbye and pedaled off on his bike. After dinner, thunder rumbled in the distance. When Gabriel climbed into bed that night, he heard rain outside his window. It was really pouring. The next day, Gabriel searched the house for his mitt. "Oh, no!" he exclaimed as he suddenly remembered where he had left it. He ran to the backyard. Streams of water dripped from the mitt as he picked it up. "You left your mitt outside in the rain?" asked Dad when he saw Gabriel with the wet mitt. Gabriel nodded unhappily. "You need to be more careful about taking care of your things," said Dad. "Well, I need a new mitt anyway," whined Gabriel. "See how worn this one is?" Dad took the mitt and looked at it. He shook his head. "No new mitt until you learn to take care of the one you have," he said firmly. "But, Dad," protested Gabriel, "the tryouts for the team are next week. I need a mitt to practice." "You'll have to make do with this one," said Dad. He dropped the soggy mitt into Gabriel's hands. "You know, the Bible says that everything we have is from God. I believe he expects us to take the best possible care of what he's provided, even things like a baseball mitt." Gabriel raised an eyebrow as he listened to Dad. "By learning to take care of the small things he puts in our care, we learn what we need to know to take care of the bigger things he entrusts to us later on." Dad paused at the porch steps. "Hang the mitt out on the clothesline," he suggested. "It'll dry out more quickly there. Then use vegetable oil to make the leather soft again. But make sure you bring it in before dinner. It's supposed to rain again tonight." "Well, how about you? Do you take care of your things?" "The Bible says to take care of what you have, because everything you have is from God. Be responsible and honor God in the way you treat your clothes, your books, your toys, your bikes, and everything else he has provided for you. When you do that, you are preparing yourself to handle bigger responsibilities down the road." Luke 16:11, "If you have not been faithful, who will commit to your trust the true riches?" And our key thought, be responsible. Take care of your things. Are you thankful for all the good things God and your parents have provided for you? One way to show your appreciation is by taking good care of those things, showing you are a person who can be counted on to be responsible. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and on the web at keysforkids.org. Bye now. Thanks for listening.